And 7:06, city is mostly cloudy, 67 degrees in Tulsa, going to 79 for a high today. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. On State Capitol Watch this morning, Owosso State Senator Rick Brinkley's bill limiting the amount of pseudoephedrine you can buy has passed in the Oklahoma Senate. But the bill does more than just limit purchases of a key methamphetamine ingredient.
There's an electronic tracking system which goes across state lines, and it implements a 72-hour sale block if you exceed your daily purchase limit.
The daily purchase limit is 3.6 grams or 7.2 grams per month. Meanwhile, as KWGS continues a week-long series of reports dealing with addiction from the Oklahoma Watch and other media outlets, today we learn about funding problems. Oklahoma's Commissioner of Mental Health and Substance Abuse is Terry White.
This agency's lost about $35 million over the last 4 years. $35 million being ripped out of a system that's already underfunded is a really horrid situation for the state of Oklahoma.
And she says while it gets the headlines, meth is not the biggest addiction problem in Oklahoma. She says it's alcohol. We go in depth at 7:35 this morning here on KWGS. The Tulsa City Council will take up a personnel matter behind closed doors later today. The council is set to go into an executive session. It apparently involves the council administrator, Drew Reese. Well, when it comes to healthy places, Tulsa is near the bottom of a new national survey. The report is from the Commonwealth Fund and ranks Tulsa 281 out of over 300 regions. Rick Hamburg with the Trust for America's Health says there are several reasons.
Socioeconomic reasons, there's cultural preferences, you know, and food choices. There's a lot of factors that that play a part here.
Including, he says, our weight and the number of Tulsans who still smoke. An elderly man and woman are fighting for their lives this morning in a Tulsa hospital. They were severely beaten during a home invasion and robbery. They were discovered in their home by their adult daughter yesterday afternoon. Their home's located near Harvard and Virgin. Next to New Year's Eve, St. Patrick's Day is a major focus for law enforcement on the lookout for drunk drivers. Oklahoma Highway Patrol Lieutenant George Brown says troopers will join other agencies in cracking down on impaired drivers.
Tulsa County Sheriff's Office and Tulsa Police Department are looking into some checkpoints. We will participate in those checkpoints. We will also, again, conduct saturation and roving patrols, and we will target anyone who chooses to drink and drive.
Brown says the patrol is urging anyone with holiday party plans to include a designated non-drinking driver in those plans. Dateline McAllister. The state prison in McAllister is set to be the scene of an execution tonight. Timothy Sean Stemple is set to die at 6 o'clock this evening for the 1996 murder of his wife here in Tulsa County. The Glenwood Baptist Church here in Tulsa, the scene of a funeral service yesterday for a Tulsa woman killed in a carjacking last week. 45-year-old Ivana Olson was run over last Friday while trying to prevent two teenagers from stealing her minivan. The teens are in custody this morning. Our weather forecast, breezy and warm. We will have a high today of 79. Tonight, windy, down to 61 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, there's a 20% chance of thunderstorms and a high of 78. Saturday, thunderstorm chances double to 40% and a high of 77. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation, all clear across northeast Oklahoma. Now at 7:10, it is mostly cloudy and 67. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.